Okay, now in our fifth quarter show, we're going to head down to Marshall and talk with Marshall boys basketball coach Christian Phelps. And, Coach, you're up in the Grain Valley tournament this week. Pretty tough tournament with some larger schools up there. You open up on Tuesday night against Grain Valley and just kind of had trouble putting the ball in the hole that night.
Yeah, Grain Valley has a tremendous tremendous defense. You know, they had a box and one on Jace Lance, our top player, and it's not a normal box and one. They still pressure. They still pressure our guys. They come out of the of their box, you know, per se, and still pressure, which really got our guys, I think, kind of rattled. And then we would miss a lot of shots, and I think we only had 10 defensive rebounds all night, or excuse me, 9 defensive rebounds all night, which is not a not a good recipe for anything. So we got a lot of second chance points, a lot of transition, and it kind of led to snowball effect, and we just couldn't get rolling.
Well, last night you come back to Grain Valley again. You play a very good Oak Grove team, a team you played close before Christmas. Boy, last night sounds like a whale of a game. They beat you by 1 point.
Yeah, it's, you know, Oak Grove, Coach Fox, he does a great job. He's in his first year with Oak Grove, just like I am here in Marshall, and we're pretty good friends, and, you know, they're a great team, very well coached, and I think we just match up really well against Oak Grove, and guys, I think we're ready. They're, you know, kind of smell the blood, and we're really just trying to get one for the team, trying to get a win. And the guys competed hard. It was a team effort. Saw a lot of guys that came out. I think Braden Bersano had 15, Dylan Ahrens had 6, and Connor McGraw on both sides, just, you know, having a lot of confidence, driving and doing their things on the defensive end. And we were able to get the defensive rebound 80% of the time, and that's, you know, that's what we stress, is defensive rebound and defensive transition, and we really stopped Oak Grove in those two areas. So I think when we're able to do both those things well in any game, that we're going to stay in it, and we had a shot at the end. Now it's getting over the hump and learning that we're needing to do all those little things the full game to be able to get a win. And so we're just, and that's a hurdle that we're jumping over right now. But, you know, it's something that once we figure out how to win games, that hopefully we're able to string a couple together.
Well, and you've got Jace Lance, your senior player. And a couple of weeks ago, he broke the Marshall School career scoring record, and he's the real deal, isn't he?
Yes, yeah. Jace is just a competitor. Really tries to, you know, do everything in his power to win a ball game, and, you know, we're trying our best to try to get him some wins under his belt this year. I know his previous 3 years, I know last year they had a winning record, but the previous two they didn't do so well either. So you know, we're all trying as a team, just not just for Jace, but, you know, we're all just trying to compete to our best level, and, yeah, trying to get some wins for not just Jace, but just for the whole team. So,
okay, tomorrow you go back up to Grain Valley. You play at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yes, we do, against Pleasant Hill, and they're big, which we have a little trouble on with some bigs, and it's going to be a heck of a battle. We're really excited to get it going against them.